B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, hi. Especially Friday shows are a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We were at Dunkin'. It was a party.
But just know, when I was in my bathroom puking, I had you on. I was listening. Big fan.
That's nice of you.
Big fan.
All right, we are going to get into a Monday show, but how about a Monday morning song to get us moving first?
Yeah.
Do it.
You know, it is 4th of July week, so we're not working a full week. Hopefully you guys have at least 4th of July off.
Summer,
how about some summertime music for you?
Some hot sound.
Kiss 95.1. With the MRL Morning Show.
As the leaves turn brown.
And the What You Want crew.
And we could be together, baby.
Did Calvin Harris date Taylor Swift for a minute?
Yeah, that was my favorite Taylor Swift couple.
Really?
Ever. Like, those two could have been the Beyonce and Jay-Z of pop.
They hardly saw each other. So excited.
I know. I loved them together. Such a missed opportunity.
Huge. Just absolute huge smashing Taylor Swift news coming up in the dirty at 6:30 this morning. Loren, you've got to get us all caught up on everything that happened between her and the Biebs.
Yep. Will do.
I hear a really loud TV.
What is that?
That's a TV in the background.
TV. You turned it on and then forgot you turned it on.
I forgot to mute it. Good morning, everybody. Let's quickly do our weekends in 30 seconds. I'll just go first, and I'll give you all 3 days, okay?
Oh.
So Friday night, my mother-in-law and my wife's grandmother were in town, and they brought their new dog, the French bulldog named Chloe.
She looks cute. I've seen her.
And then, so Friday night, I ran and did a couple errands. And when I came back, I found out the dog's name is no longer Chloe.
Oh, what?
Yes, they've changed the dog's name.
That's fine. My dog went from Carmen to Callie.
I know, but Chloe was the name. That wasn't the given name. Like, they gave her the name of something
and
else.
And then they didn't like it?
Then Kay, my mother-in-law, picked up the dog and named her
the
Chloe.
Dog Chloe. Yeah.
So now that's the second name, right? Because I forget what the given name was at birth.
Uh-huh.
And now they've changed the name. And I'm not happy about it.
Well, first of all, why did she change the name? Like, was the dog not responding to it?
They
didn't like Chloe?
I don't know. All of a sudden, somebody apparently yelled out, Tulip. And now that's the dog's name.
Oh,
that's what I said.
Chloe is such a better name.
That's what I said, but I got ostracized and thrown out of the house.
What are you going to call her for short?
That's what I said. Lulu? I said, at least Chloe, you could call her Chloe.
Right.
Or Chloe or Flowy, because I thought that was the dog's name at first when it was explained to me. Anyway, so the dog's name got changed on Friday. Saturday night, Dean, Amanda, and I did something called a dive-in movie where we went up to our pool and they set up a movie screen.
Oh my gosh, so much fun!
We watched the movie in the pool. The problem was that you sit on your floats and stuff, it got cold. It was like really hot all day. Then the minute the sun goes down, I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, we're going to the beach this weekend. So, I'm sorry, on Wednesday, we're going to the beach. And then I was cleaning out our garage, Roy, getting everything ready. Like, I got a beach umbrella and chairs and all that stuff. And I found a dead squirrel.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. And by the way,
that'd be downer over here.
By the way, he must have been dead for a minute because he was like, but it didn't smell. Isn't that weird? Like, because you get that dead animal smell?
That's what you got hung up on?
Yes.
Well, it's not fresh. It must have already,
It must have happened in the winter when it wasn't so hot outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was freezing in the garage.
Hmm.
Anyway, old squirrely's gone. And then Amanda made me throw out the chairs and stuff because it was in between the two chairs. I'm like, I'll just spray them. No, we're getting new chairs.
Okay.
Sorry, that was my weekend in a minute.
I would have Lysoled it myself.
Yeah, I know, bud.
All right, Lorraine, what was your day in 30 seconds?
So I finally moved.
Yay! I'm glad you waited for the appraisal.
Yeah, right? But this is, so all weekend, I needed to Superman pack because I had only packed like a couple boxes here and there and taken them over. And I had to pack up my whole house in 24 hours. So not only am I packing my whole house up in 24 hours, but my sister-in-law is driving from Georgia to Virginia and wants to stop and spend the night on Saturday night. So not
worst
only
time ever.
I know. So not only does her husband, her daughter, and her dog come to stay the night while I'm packing, nobody offered to help me pack.
They're all just watching you?
Yeah. And and then the next day, the only thing the movers asked me was no kids, no dogs. Right?
Yeah.
So now, not only do I have my kid, I have her kid and an extra dog.
Oh, my gosh. The moving company hated you.
I'm like, y'all got to go to Freedom Park. Like, go.
Yeah.
I got to kick them out of the house.
It was so hot yesterday. The last place you want to be is out of the house or moving.
Yeah. So, and then poor Cash, like, once they finally left and got on the rest of their road trip, I got to juggle Cash between, like, the old house, the new house, and a swimming pool to keep him entertained all day.
Mm. And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was a very orchestrated day for me.
You know, there's a beautiful word that's called no, and I love it. I love it.
You're like, good at it. Really.
Tell my sister really good at it. See if that works for you.
And my day in 30 seconds is I guess I'll kind of piggyback off that. So I had to go back up to Virginia. My sister had her 30th birthday, and I went to go see my mom and dad, and we were about to do dinner together, and then they had this guy named Buford. Well, you guys, I've talked about Buford.
Yep.
Buford showed up. But he showed up randomly, and that's like a thing up there, and I can't get past it.
The drop-in.
I cannot get past it. Like, you have to schedule things with me. Mm-hmm. Like no one's ever going to just show up at my house. Ever. Like, that I would be like, no, go back.
You got to come back later, buddy.
They came in the middle as we were preparing for dinner, and then we have to stop that because then my dad has to go help him with the.
He needed help.
Yeah, he needed help with a cherry picker. Like, what the hell goes on in Virginia?
What's he need a cherry picker for?
Because it hasn't started in 3 years, and that's the moment they wanted to start it.
You're like, not a good time, buddy. Not a good time.
It's the strangest thing. And I'm like, why are we stopping everything for this random drop-by? No, go away. Go away, Buford. I want to fix my chicken. But I'll never do the drop-by. My parents are very much so the door's open, swing on by when you want. And I'm like, I can't get
that's
on that.
That's a small town thing, though, isn't it?
It is. It is a small town thing.
Like,
I can't.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains, that's what you do.
I've now been in Charlotte for 5 years, and I've city-fied. I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah. I even, like, my parents, one of the things we made a big deal about when they moved here, like, 3 years ago was, you know, let's not do the drop-by. And they never do the drop-by.
That's nice.
But I drop by them.
Mm. You just swing, but you just drop by?
Yeah. But they're always home. You know what I mean?
And I feel like that's a little different, too. Like, it's generational. They're used to the drop-by.
Yeah.
Like, cell phones.
Yeah. Because, like, I could be, you know, in my boxers. Eating Doritos.
Yeah, but my dad doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my dad either sleeping, watching a Western, Fox News, or playing solitaire on his computer. That's all. All right, lots to do today. Stand by, everybody.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Charlotte makes another list, you guys, and it's a good one.
Oh, good.
So that's always good to have. We'll talk about that coming up in 10 minutes. But I got to tell you, this deputy was suspended for pulling a female over for speeding. This happened in Toledo, Ohio. Why would the deputy be suspended, you're asking yourself?
What did he do?
He did something wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
The woman says the deputy told her he could give her a ticket for not having a front license plate and for speeding. Or he allegedly told her that the tickets were too expensive and he'd do her a favor and let her off with a warning instead if she agreed to go out with him.
Oh, my gosh.
She goes as far as to say that he actually became inappropriate, giving her a card with his personal phone number on it and telling her they should, quote, hang out sometime. She feels like he has abused, he abused his authority. Her attorney said, oh, boy. And she attorneyed up.
I would hope.
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, the guy's going to get suspended. What's she going to do, sue the city now?
Yeah, they get an officer abusing his power.
Can she sue the city or does she just have to sue him civilly?
I think it's all going to be civil.
Listen,
whether it's him or the city.
I get that it's wrong, but now all of a sudden, so in other words, things are going to be better if they put $50,000 in your pocket. You know what I mean? Like, to me, has nothing to do. Anyway,
well, maybe she just wanted him reprimanded. Maybe it's not even about the money.
Maybe every time she sees a police officer, she gets nightmares. And every time she sees a red and blue light, she can't sleep for 2 weeks.
You're starting to sound like an attorney.
That business school, though. That Harvard business school.
He's been suspended for 2 days, unpaid. And he was also charged with discourteous treatment and reportedly waived a review board disciplinary hearing.
She now has authority issues. Now she can't. She needs a lawsuit.
But yeah, maybe, you can't pull me over. I'm not stopping.
But here's the thing. Like, maybe she went to the police department. We don't know the behind the scenes. And they, you know, were like, oh, well, we'll talk to him or investigate or whatever. And they didn't take it seriously until she lawyered up. Like, it might not even be about the money.
Yeah. Right. And maybe it was just like the good old boy.
Right.
System.
I guess. I just always feel like with an attorney, it's about the money because the attorney's not going to work for free and you're not going to pay him unless it's.
And like, there's another part of me, like, if he would have worded all that differently, it would have been cute flirting. Like, he did not have to word any of that like that.
Especially after he got inappropriate.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Remember that we did a War of the Roses a while ago where a police officer went to a car crash and then he kept being friendly with that person. Yeah. He kept telling his girlfriend, I need to be with her. Mm-hmm. I feel connected.
Well, that officer now works at Wendy's. He got fired for that.
By the way, he sent the flowers to the wrong person on that war.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Oh man, did it get fiery over the weekend in celebrity gossip. So Scooter Braun, who is Justin Bieber's manager, acquired Big Machine record label.
Big Machine Records, yep.
And Taylor Swift is not happy about it. So Taylor used to be on Big Machine, which now means that Scooter owns some of her music. And she took to Tumblr to say that this is the worst case scenario and that he has been manipulative and has bullied me in the past. And she says that she's endured this for years at his hands. He was behind the whole Kanye-Kim feud. Mm. And people think that was orchestrated by Scooter Braun. Now, Scooter, she says on her blog that he stripped me of my life work. Now, Halsey is standing with Taylor, and she says, it turns my gut to know that no matter how powerful or successful a woman can be, you're still susceptible to someone coming along and making you feel powerless out of spite. Of course.
There's a hidden, there's something more going on there, right?
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Now, of course, Scooter Braun and Justin Bieber are uber close, like crazy close. So Justin Bieber jumped on social media and said this whole thing when Taylor posted her blog, she posted a screenshot that Bieber posted of Scooter and him FaceTiming. So he addressed that. He said, first and foremost, I want to apologize for that hurtful Instagram post. Sorry. I thought it was funny at the time, but looking back, I see it was distasteful and insensitive. And Scooter had nothing to do with that. He then goes on to say, Scooter has had your back since the days you graciously let me open for you. So to take it to social media to get people to hate on Scooter isn't fair. So Justin is standing on Scooter's side, it looks like.
I honestly just like the fact that she just made up with Katy Perry and now she's back to in another feud.
I know, she's
wonderful. She's perfect. She's Miss Taylor Swift.
I love Taylor, but it does seem like she feuds with a lot of people.
It seems to me like Taylor's got a little bit of it's everybody else's fault going on in her life.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I don't know about that. I just think she's... Oh.
You're leaving me on an island, huh?
No, I do think that she feuds with everybody. But I think that she's so outspoken that, like, sometimes...
There's going to be waving at Manny on the island.
Roy, come back.
No, come on.
I feel the same way about Taylor. I know it.
No, women. I do not want the emails from the women's group.
The Swifties coming in hot.
All right.
Wait, hold on. If you say something bad about Taylor, you're saying something bad about women? That's not true. I'm saying bad about women.
No, that's not true, but...
The Swifties,
I don't know. Halsey made it. She sat there and said that I'm keeping women down. That's why I made the comment.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Anything else going on that we need to know about?
Yeah.
How much money did Toy Story make at the box office? Can we get that for 7:30, maybe?
Yeah, we can get that for the box office. Lil Nas X had a very cryptic but important announcement.
Yeah, he's gay. But he did it in a fun way. He said that he did it like on the last day of World Pride Day. He did it on World Pride Day, the last day of the Pride Month.
Cool.
And yeah.
Yeah,
it was
he
really
basically
nice.
Wanted everyone to go and listen closely to his closure track.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, Toy Story made $57.9 million at the box office.
Yeah, Disney is not happy with the returns on that movie.
But it was number one.
No, it was, but
so,
they...
I mean, what you gonna do?
Okay.
They'll make it up in years from now.
Yeah.
Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, though, we'll get you all caught up on the Jonas Brother wedding, the second one that happened over the weekend as well.
Cool. Up next, we gotta say goodbye to one of our favorite Charlotte Hornets in a way that we remember him by. What restaurant in Charlotte is he going to miss the most?
I don't know. I remember reading a blog about it.
Yes, there will be a blog about it on kiss951.com later today, Roy. But we'll give you guys, the MRL Show family, the inside scoop. What restaurant Kemba's going to hate to say goodbye to as he leaves Charlotte and heads for Boston. That and so much more coming up with the MRL Show.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1. It's Halsey Khalid. It's Eastside. We're the Main Your Boy, the Ray Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. Roy's back in the saddle. Happy to see him here.
I like to be in the saddle.
People were looking for you on Friday when you weren't saddled up.
Okay.
And we were at the Dunkin' in Strawberry Hill.
I know. I missed you guys.
I dressed up like the donut, and I danced around for a little while. I was in the donut mascot costume.
Like, he
I
went saw. Out to the road, too.
I saw. I had so much FOMO.
Well, so much FOMO. You know who doesn't have FOMO? Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker, Roy, is a Charlotte Hornet, our basketball team here.
Yeah.
And he was drafted number 9th overall in 2011 and has been a diehard Hornet player and an ambassador to the city since 2011. However, he's leaving. He signed a 4-year, $141 million contract with Boston.
Is that more than what he was making here?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. He was eligible, Roy, to receive the Supermax from the Hornets, which would have netted him a 5-year deal at more than $220 million.
Oh, that sounds like a better deal.
However, Michael Jordan and the Hornets, according to reports, came up about $60 million short of that, opening the door for Walker to leave. Like, Walker's like, pay me or I'm going to go play for a contender.
It wasn't personal. It was just business.
So a lot of the Hornets fans are kind of split because you hate to see Kemba leave. And Frank Kaminsky also, they let him go, so he'll be a free agent to sign somewhere else. You just hate to see a person like that leave, especially after we just had the All-Star game here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was the ambassador. And in fact, I got to ask Kemba a question at the All-Star Media Day, and I asked him what restaurant he would tell his players, you know, his friends from around the country in the NBA to go to while they were here in Charlotte, and here's his answer.
I'm going to tell him to go to this Japanese steakhouse called Nakato's, man. That's my spot. So I'll tell him to go out there and go get some good food. Yeah.
Nakato's.
Nakato's.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's in Pineville.
Yeah, I think there's one up in University, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they have a couple of kids.
Oh, right, okay.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I feel like we should ship him $141 million worth of Nakatos.
Maybe that'll convince him to stay.
Anyway, good luck. Goodbye, Kemba Walker. We love ye, but we will always love the Hornets, and whatever happens next, we'll be there for you.
Still to come.
So over the weekend, it was my sister's 30th birthday party, and something happened that not even my sister knows.
Oh.
This won't be on the podcast. It's only for you on the radio.
Just a one-time only.
The one-time only thing. I'm going to reveal something that happened that I don't know how to tell my sister. And it's coming up in 5 minutes. Do not go anywhere.
My name is Zany, Roy, and Lorette. It's 95.1. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We finally moved over the weekend.
And most people plan a move, like they line the movers up months in advance,
yeah,
or at least weeks in advance.
Nope, not us. Huh. I think I called the moving company last Tuesday or Wednesday, and we moved yesterday.
And only one of the hottest days of the year.
I know. I felt so bad for these guys.
How many movers showed up?
5.
Oh, wow.
They sent 5 and 2 trucks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What time did they get there?
Like 8:30.
And I know you, with peace and love, you were not prepared for the move when they got there. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I told you, my sister-in-law came in town, and she had her daughter and her dog with her and her husband. So I had to, like, stop packing for a while and like entertain them Saturday night. And then
the worst time. I mean,
I would have told them no.
Well, yeah, try to tell my sister-in-law no. Anyway, moving right along.
So, also, don't air this on the podcast, yes, too, producer Nicole. The last two stories.
Just edit that part out. Sunday morning, the movers show up. And, of course, you're right, Manny, we're still packing. But they can start, you know, with the furniture and that kind of stuff. And I'm also running, we've run out of boxes at this point, so I'm running loads in my own car back and forth to the new house because I'm just throwing crap in the back of my truck.
It's probably about a 10-mile trip, right, each way?
Yeah, I'd say I did it 7 times yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, when we get everything moved over to the new house and they're unpacking, it's probably around noon, probably 12:30, 1 o'clock at this point. And the guys are now starting to take like breaks and shifts. And one guy makes a comment to me about when's lunch. And okay. I don't know if he was kidding or not, but it was like so seriously said that I was like, oh my gosh, do I feed them? Am I supposed to feed them?
You sure he didn't mean like they're supposed to take a lunch break? Like they're all supposed to stop?
No.
Okay, so it was like he wanted you to fix him lunch.
I wonder if maybe Dallas said to him or somebody said, well, obviously Elena, your au pair wouldn't, but maybe
no,
Dallas
said. No,
she
wasn't there. I don't think so. But like he like seriously said like, hey, when's lunch? And I like laughed and I was like, yeah.
Oh, God.
And then afterwards.
Not the Loren laugh. Right in their face, you laughed?
Yeah. Well, because I thought he was kidding. Yeah, that's pretty much what it sounded like.
Hello, ma'am. I'm wondering when lunch is. Okay, I'll just get the next box.
Because, well, you know, you take care of them at the end.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking to myself, well, am I supposed to get them lunch? Like, was that? So now I'm going through my email to like see in my contract, like if I'm supposed to provide lunch for them or not. And it didn't say anything about it. So I never got them lunch.
Yeah. Yeah,
but was I supposed to?
I don't know. Anybody?
I don't think so.
Anybody have the ruling on that? Are you supposed to give your movers lunch?
I don't know.
And then do you tip them on top of that, or is the lunch the tip?
Right. So that's what I was struggling with. Like,
I mean,
because if you give them, if you give them just sandwiches, how much is that really cost?
Yeah, I was going to say like 2 pizzas, $30, $40 bucks. That's, you got to tip them more than that for the work they're doing. So that doesn't add out. But then do you back that number out? I'll tell
you, do I give them less at the end and buy them lunch?
I had something so similar. We had a new person watching Ruby, my daughter, on a Saturday night. And we said, hey, we're going to pick up some sandwiches. And then we're going to go to the pool. Do you want something? She goes, no. So we're like, okay. Then we get to Jersey Mike's and she goes, yeah, I'd like something. And we've already ordered. So Amanda goes, oh, now she wants something. Mm-hmm. And Amanda goes, what do you want? She goes, let me look at the menu. She's looking at the menu. Yeah, she looked at the menu online.
Number 3 and number 5.
And then, of course,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We ordered like one of the more expensive sandwiches with absolutely everything on it, blah, blah, had to be heated. And so Amanda's like, do we back this out of her, her total? I was like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, 5 guys, lunch for 5 guys, including like me, Dallas. Obviously, I had to feed Cash and Elena at some point. They came back to the house, ate, and then left again. But
someone texted and said, Loren, who did you use for your move? I'm moving in a few months looking for some recommendations. And 2 seconds later, texted back, oh, never mind if they want food. No, I'm joking. They didn't say that. But
I mean, people are texting and know they get their lunch. But why would he make that comment? Was he joking?
704-570-9595. If you want to join the show, tell us what you think. I remember the last time we used movers, I somehow helped them move. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Please tell that story again.
Oh, my gosh. So we had movers come move Sterling because he was moving into my apartment.
Hold on. Let me just preface this by saying we texted Roy throughout the day like, hey, bud, how's the move going? And he goes, good. I'm currently helping one of the movers move right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
With my U-Haul. The one we got.
How does that work, man?
Hey, Roy, this truck would be great for my move. You have 10 minutes?
That's about right. So we are. So one, Sterling is helping moving all this, all the big stuff, and I'm like, well, we should really let them do it. And while we're going through, we're realizing there's quite a bit of things that we don't want. And so we're like, yeah, we could take this out to the trash, or take this out. The guy's like, oh, well, I would like it.
Oh.
But it's not. It's like big. It's like a big. It was like a coffee table. It was like some big stuff.
Nothing that's going to fit in the trunk.
Nothing that's going to fit in the trunk. So I got to follow. I got to, one, take him back to wherever his car was. And then I got to get in my U-Haul, and we got to follow him to his house. And then I felt weird because, I don't know, like the next thing you know, here we are. Loading it into his house. We were in his living room. Loading it a coffee table.
Like, yeah, this is a nice place.
Because he was like, if you're going to throw it away, I'll take it. So next thing you know, I'm moving stuff into his house.
Did he watch you move it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You and Sterling move
it. Oh, my
God. He's like, oh, just put it right here for right now. He goes, I'll deal with it later. I'm like, okay.
So did you tip him? Or was that his tip?
I did tip him. I feel like I
tipped you.
I know,
right?
I needed a tip at the end of all of it.
Help our Lorraine out. Did she do okay by just tipping them at the end, the movers? She tipped the movers at the end, but one mover asked for lunch. What did they end up doing for lunch then?
They just took breaks, like
anybody
rotated.
Eat?
I don't know. I think they like went.
Yeah, maybe
and
somebody
left.
Went and
I
got something.
But I think I did the wrong thing because we're getting a ton of text messages.
Okay. This is Julia and Charlotte. Hey, Julia.
Hey.
Hi. So help Lorraine. What do you think she should have done?
Hey, Lorraine. Well, I come from a military family, and we moved several times when I was a kid. And every time we moved, my mom paid for lunch.
The
guys.
Yeah, I think I messed this up.
Well, hold on. Julia, did she also give them a tip at the end?
Yes, we also gave them a tip.
Oh,
but we always,
man.
Every time we moved, it was always a huge house move, so and across the country, so.
See, for me, like, I didn't even really eat yesterday until dinner. Like, I had breakfast, mm-hmm. but, you know, I didn't even think about it because you're so busy, you're moving. I just thought
Thanks, Julia.
They would pack their own lunch, or I don't know.
You know, Roy, there was conversations had during the move and on their way back after the move about how hungry they all were. And why do you think she tipped us nicely, but why do you think she didn't feed us?
Yeah.
Hey, get the music. Get the Lorenz House music up.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, like, while they're sitting there, they pull up to this beautiful Chateau de Lorraine, and they're like, boys, prime rib for lunch today.
Oh, yeah, we're getting the prime for lunch.
All right, everybody.
I bet there's a butler with some champagne inside.
Work your booties off for 3 hours, then we'll have Jeeves bring us lunch.
How do you like your lobster?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Get a little bit of butter.
Oh, man, I feel bad now.
Did you make them wear white gloves when they moved things?
Did not. Don't encourage him, Roy. Do not encourage him.
Good morning, Ashley.
It's the only moving company that had to polish the furniture on the way out.
Ashley, it's Gatesville.
Ashley, did I mess this up?
So, my husband is a contractor for a moving company. We're actually on our way to Cary to do a move this morning. So, lunch isn't expected. A worker should never ask, but it is appreciated.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
But you tip them nicely.
I know, but I feel bad. Like,
working all day in the heat.
Roy, stop. Stop.
They're like, man,
I like to think of, like,
it's so echoey in here, isn't
Roy,
it?
Stop.
Hey, Miss Lorraine, my stomach is just growling the storm up.
Oh, my gosh. Guys.
Yeah, well, keep moving and you'll have dinner soon.
Hey,
you know, if you finish this job quicker, you can go and get drunk.
Hey, Miss Lorraine, which one of these three dining rooms are we going to be eating our lunch at?
The one down there, down the hallway on the right.
Guys, I feel so bad because I love to host people. Like, I really do.
Thanks, Ashley.
But, you know, you're paying an arm and a leg for movers, too.
I know. And by the way, I'm not sure I bought any of my movers lunch. I've given them lunch. Oh, geez, do you think maybe they were asking if they could take a break? Instead of actually,
I was thinking.
No, they did. You know what I mean? Like, they took breaks and stuff. They all rotated, but it wasn't like, I don't know.
Hang by
on,
the way,
he's almost at the dining room.
That's the walk once you get inside the house. They had to park the trucks on the other side of the chateau. Okay. Well, Lorraine.
Do I need to reach back out to them and apologize?
No,
you
no,
tipped.
No, you tipped. They already hate you. Leave it alone.
Area code 704 said, absolutely not, Lorraine. Do you go to work and expect your employer to feed you? And for him to ask is rude.
I don't think you. Like I said, I don't know if he was kidding or not, or if he was just like mentioning it. Like I mean, hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I don't blame the guy.
Yeah. Miss Loren, when's lunch?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Yes, may I speak to Gregory?
This is him.
This is Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau, operator number 794-7321, and this is a recorded line. Would you do a 30-second survey for your country?
Sure.
No.
Okay. Do you support government funding to determine the speed of dark? We know the speed of light, but we actually don't know the speed of dark.
Yeah, I guess.
You know how it's illegal to park in a handicapped spot? A parking spot. Would you support legislation that would enforce fines for non-handicapped individuals to use handicapped stalls? Because, I mean, it's illegal to park in handicapped spots, but anybody can use a handicapped stall, and that's not very fair.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that sounds good.
It's illegal to drink and drive. Mm-hmm. Since that's the case, why do bars have parking spots?
Well, I mean, not everybody at a bar like is drinking.
Is there poo and shampoo?
Like poop?
Yeah, like fecal matter. Is there any poo and shampoo? We're just trying to figure out who created the word shampoo.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure it's like a fancy term for something.
Ever hear someone say that scared me half to death?
Yeah.
What happens if they get scared half to death twice?
Wait, what?
Like if they got scared half to death, two halves equal a whole, maybe they die. Anyways, have you heard someone say cute as a button?
Yeah.
Have you ever actually seen a cute button?
Look, I don't know what's going on. You were asking me questions and now it's getting...
Yeah,
like, what's the point of this? What's going on?
What sound does a bunny make?
I don't know, bunny noises.
Maybe you can try. Like, maybe you can make a noise.
Look, is this some kind of joke to you? Like, what are you doing? Like, you call me up. Like, can I talk to somebody else about this? Can I talk to your supervisor, please?
Sure. When was the last time you dropped it like it's hot?
This is ridiculous.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, they got hitched for the second time. This is their second wedding over the weekend in France. They got married at a chateau.
Oh, really?
Yes, hey. They surely did.
Wow.
And the paparazzi caught a photo of Joe in an all black tuxedo.
Well, that was one of your movers, I think.
The bride wore a lace dress with long sleeves, designed by Louis Vuitton.
Mm.
And, of course, all the brothers were there. It was a very emotional ceremony, though. Both Joe and Sophie cried during the ceremony. No live stream from Diplo, though. Was also in hot water because he canceled a festival to be at the wedding in France.
Well, you had to see it twice?
Well, yeah, I guess so. And the festival people that put it together were not happy, calling it an unprofessional cancellation and saying he probably won't be invited back for a while.
It is pretty unprofessional.
Yeah. I mean, you knew that this wedding was going to go on. Like, you could have made, you know, other arrangements than to cancel last minute. But like I said, no live stream from Diplo this time. He actually made a joke. He had somebody take a photo of him and he posted it on Instagram.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and said that this was the only photo he was, you know, able to take. Yeah. Little Nas X, he made a big announcement yesterday, but in kind of a cryptic way. He has come out on the last day of Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people didn't quite get the tweet originally. But I think after you go and listen to Closure, which is what he wanted everyone to listen closely to, Do you think he'll respond to this, Roy?
Yeah, because so many people were like, so are you gay?
And he said, I thought I made it clear, right?
I thought I made it clear. And then he showed the Pride album art.
I am gay.
Right.
So there you go.
I mean, it's not like the lyrics in the song said, I love men.
No, we even went back and everyone listened to it this morning. And it was so funny because like one person was like, I don't hear it. The other one was like, I clearly hear it. You know, so.
I'm going to take my horse to the gayest bar.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride with my pride flag on.
Oh, there you go.
Big fan.
And
happiness, people.
Do we have time to talk about Taylor? And yeah, I guess we
got time.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Oh, well, then I'm going to tell you this, too.
Okay.
So Princess Diana, she almost starred in The Bodyguard 2. Kevin Costner revealed that they had written an entire script for her that unfortunately was finished the day before she passed away.
How eerie is that? I imagine that conversation was brought up to Kevin Costner because somebody's about to remake The Bodyguard with
new
people.
Yeah. Well, there was just that whole thing that Whitney Houston wasn't the... The marquee for it that you see when you go into the theater. It's Kevin Costner holding what you think is Whitney Houston, but it wasn't really Whitney Houston. It was a body double at that point. Mm. So I think that's why this whole thing is, you know, churning. Anyway, Taylor Swift is feuding very publicly with Scooter Braun right now. He bought Big Machine record label, who owns some of her music from when she first started out. And she took to Tumblr to say this is the worst case scenario. Scooter has been manipulative, and I've been bullied at his hands for years, bringing up the whole thing with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. That feud was orchestrated by Scooter Braun.
BT Dubs, for those people that might not know Scooter Braun, his name is not very... He's Justin Bieber's friend and a music producer, that's all.
Yeah, well, he was a manager. What was that, Nicole?
Usher's the one that made Justin Bieber famous, producer Nicole.
Right, Scooter's the manager. There you go. Can they hear her?
No, they cannot.
Okay.
She's just talking
That way.
All right. Well, Scooter is Justin Bieber's manager. So, of course, Justin Bieber jumped into social media and also wanted to chime in. You know, Bieber originally opened for Taylor Swift. So he pointed out that, you know, Scooter's had your back since you graciously let me open for you. And it wasn't really fair that you took it to social media to now have people hating on Scooter.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the plot thickened when Todrick Hall said he heard from Scooter Braun's mouth that he's not a fan of Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. All right, producer Nicole.
Lots to the story.
Your microphone's hot if you want to say something to the people.
Because we know Bieber. You probably love Scooter because Scooter loves Bieber and you love Bieber.
Yeah, whose side are you on?
Clearly Scooter.
You're going to have to take
a
side.
I've been a big Scooter fan and big Bieber fan. And now Demi just came to
Scooter's
defense. Mm-hmm. But I love Taylor and I believe in...
I bet you're conflicted because Halsey's on Taylor's side. And you're like, what do I do?
So here I am.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about her again.
Nicole is so involved in she's invested.
Yeah. I was invested in the NBA free agency yesterday, and Nicole was invested in Scooter Braun and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I just love the drama. Like, I love to, like, read about it and everything else. But, like, quite honestly... Like, are you really picking sides as a regular civilian? You know what I mean? Like, we don't have any stake in the claim.
Nope.
So.
All right.
Thank you, Lauren.
And in fact, they're like, own her own music. I bought it. I own it.
I want it.
I downloaded it. It's fine. Okay, let's play Can't Beat the Red. 704-570-9595. 17 wins is what she has.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Samantha, welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Hey.
First time?
Yes.
All right. Let's see how you do.
Hey.
All right. Tell her to get out of the studio so we can play.
All right. Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, Loren, putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right. This streaming service that's home to Stranger Things and Ozark said they're going to part ways with the TV show The Office in 2021. What streaming service is that?
Netflix.
And Sophie Turner and her Joe Bro man had their second wedding over the weekend. Which Joe Bro is that? Who's her husband? Who's Sophie Turner's now husband?
Oh, Jonas.
And a viral video from Khloe Kardashian's birthday party features a woman in the background yelling, I'm pregnant! And everyone thought it was Kylie Jenner. Who's Kylie's father?
Caitlyn.
And Lil Nas X came out of the closet in a very cryptic way on his last day of Pride Month. You probably know him from his song Old Town Road featuring which country artist?
Billy Ray.
And Steve-O told Justin Bieber, hey, don't fight Tom Cruise in an octagon. Fight me instead. What TV show on MTV was Steve-O a part of? Okay, come on in, Loren.
All right, she got them all correct, Loren.
Okay. Good job, Samantha. Let's see how Loren does here. This streaming service that's home to Stranger Things and Ozark said they're going to part ways with The Office in 2021.
Netflix.
Sophie Turner and her Joe Bro had their second wedding over the weekend. Which Joe Bro did she marry?
Joe.
And a viral video from Khloe Kardashian's birthday party features a woman yelling, I'm pregnant! And everyone thought it was Kylie Jenner. Who's Kylie's dad?
Bruce Jenner?
Yeah. Right.
You accepting that?
I mean, I am, but that's, I mean,
it's, I mean, you said, I mean, in what?
It's Caitlyn Jenner is her dad.
Caitlyn Jenner, right, but mm-hmm. that's why I pause to.
Lil Nas X came out of the closet in a very cryptic way on the last day of Pride Month. You probably know him from his song Old Town Road featuring which country artist?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
And Steve-O told Justin Bieber, don't fight Tom Cruise in an octagon, uh-huh. fight me. Steve-O is part of what MTV TV show?
Jackass.
I think Roy's being very kind to you.
I am.
Okay.
That's fine.
I am. All right, it's a tie.
I figured you would say mad or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if
all I know is that
to you guys.
Yeah, she is still her
right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Samantha.
Yes.
Good battle. Not quite a win though.
It's okay. It's a tie. You can still keep your head high today. We just want to hear it before you leave.
My name's Samantha, and I can't beat Lauren, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Samantha.
Have a great day. All right, there you go. There goes Samantha. Okay, hey, up next, an unfriended. We're going to find out why Jenna's BF, Jenna's bestie, Aaron, unfriended her on Facebook. So we're going to have Aaron on and Jenna on, and Jenna's going to confront Aaron live on the radio in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Unfriended on Facebook, and that's what Jenna is dealing with right now. So, Jenna, tell us what's going on and why you think your friend unfriended you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have this friend, Aaron, okay, and he has a son who's 5 years old. Now, I have a son that's one, right? And I saw that he was having a birthday party, animal birthday party, zoo theme. He had like a little mini petting zoo. And so I'm like, okay, well, I want to go on his page and see how the party looked, how it turned out, like, it looked like the kids have a good time, all of that stuff. I wanted to get some inspiration, right? So then I go on Facebook and try to pull up his page, and all of a sudden I see that I have to, like, request him as a friend again. Like, we're not friends anymore. Mm. We're not connected.
All right, so wait, what are you posting that you think maybe set him off?
I don't know. I mean... I thought that we were friends, and I feel some type of way about it.
Well, all right, well, we'll figure out. Why is this guy unfriending you? We'll get him on the phone line here.
All right, let's bring him up. Aaron.
Hello?
Hey, bud. Thank you so much for coming on board with the Maney, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. I understand this must be really confusing.
A little weirded out.
We have Jenna on the phone.
Who?
Jenna.
Your friend Jenna.
Oh, what? Okay. All right.
Uh-oh. Do you know Jenna? Do you know it, Jenna?
Yeah, I'm just kind of confused as to why.
Okay. All right, Jenna, go ahead.
So, Aaron, I just really want to know why you unfriended me on all of the social media. Like, I thought we were friends.
Wait. What? This is what this is about?
Yeah, it's a segment on our show called Unfriended. It's where we try to get people on the phone and reconnect them and determine why they unfriended you on social media.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of it, Aaron.
I mean, I don't... Oh, man. This has got me completely off guard. What's so important to that? I don't know why people are so infatuated with social media in the first place, but... I mean, what do you... I unfriended you?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you don't know that you unfriended her?
I mean, I'm not on there all the time and stuff. And, like,
Dude, you know you took the time to click. You have to either mute or unfriend. Aaron, don't. Dude, you're on the radio. You're live. You might as well just come and tell us.
Oh, okay. He posts, like, constant videos and posts about, like, Rodan and Fields is like a skincare solution. You know, like a pyramid scheme stuff. Like, I'm not. It was constant. It was constant.
Seriously, Aaron? You know what? Just because I have a job and I post about that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have been able to be friends. And if you give me, like, 10 minutes of your time, you will understand it.
Wait, what? Are you pitching right now?
I've been asking you just for a quick little lunch, a quick little phone call, so you can see how the skincare would make your skin better. Okay? It'll clear up all your acne.
Oh my gosh, you're trying to make a sale.
And
I would have unfriended her too.
Okay, wait. Jenna, how often are you posting? Because you sound like you're trying to make a sale right this minute.
Well, see, the thing is, I have it on automatic post. So, yeah, posts go out every day, okay, maybe twice a day. But it's not me, like, physically posting. They're already automatically set posts.
All right, Jenna, you asked. And we've only done this a couple of times. Now we know, and I kind of agree with Aaron. Like,
I know. I had a friend, and I had to mute her because she was a part of those stupid pyramid schemes, multi-level marketing, and like every post it was about this dang product that will make you lose weight. And
it's like pushy. It's kind of got like pushy. A pushy element to it when it's on our timeline. So.
I don't have a problem. Honestly, like, it doesn't bother me as long as you're not private messaging me like every 3 seconds to buy something. I don't care what you do on your page.
Thank you, Lorraine. That's why I'm not going to change anything. That's exactly why.
Okay, she's not going to change, Aaron, she said.
Whatever it is you need, just call me. We'll talk about it, but for God's sake, I can't deal with the ad, the constant one, but we'll talk about this later. I gotta get to work.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for coming on with us, Aaron.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
Why'd you unfriend someone recently? 704-570-9595. I just did it, and I got called out, too. Tell you about it after 8.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, you may have noticed that someone unfriended you. You call us, we'll call them. We'll try to figure it out. We'll be the mediators.
I had this happen to me. I unfriend.
Now, let me get you did the unfriending.
I did. Uh-huh. I did the unfriending, and then I got a message because I was still friendly with them on Insta. So I got a DM on Insta, but it's somebody who I knew in Memphis when I lived there, and quite honestly, I just don't care what's going on in their life. And it's
that's pretty rough.
Did you hear how rough that is? When you say it out loud.
Tell me that. Say that. Let me hear it.
I just don't care about what's going on in their life.
Yeah, I get that. But it's a little rough. But also, it's the truth, y'all. Like, you move away from people. When you grow up and you especially move cities, the relationships and friendships that you had with people in that city just grow apart. And I knew him when he was single. Now he's got kids and stuff, and he's posting his kids at the baseball games and kids doing this, kids doing that. And I'm like, I just don't care. So I did like kind of a cleansing on my Facebook. I got rid of people who I didn't know, who friended me back when I first started Facebook. I started getting rid of those people. I get rid of people who talk about their medical issues and are just looking for attention prayers. I call that attention prayers, which is like, if you have a serious medical issue, you should be with your family and your close friends. You shouldn't be on Facebook taking pictures of your injury, yourself in the bed, and then saying, hey, say prayers for me. I find that odd. And I know a lot of people do that, and I don't mean to offend anyone, but I personally find that odd.
Okay.
Anybody agree?
Because there's the boat sailing by.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm back on my island again.
Back on his island. We're waving.
Hey, sorry.
Wait, you guys don't agree it's not annoying to you?
No,
be honest.
Listen, it's a 24-hour bar on here. I'm not getting off.
No, it is annoying.
My friend just kind of hit me. You understand, like, I'm not saying that you're ill. I pray for you. I really do. But don't look for my prayers.
Yeah.
Somebody who's you hardly know.
I understand.
Okay. And then the guy that I unfriended dropped in on me on my Insta. And he's like, hey, dude, I'm on Facebook more than Insta. So if we're going to keep our connection, you know, refriend me. I just requested you. That was like 3 days ago.
Well, that was kind of nice of him not to get like pushy or defensive and ask you why and everything else. He was just like saying like, hey, let's reconnect.
Yeah, well, that was after I lied to him and told him I'm not on Facebook much. So I just went through and cleansed everybody.
Mm.
And so he's like, well, I appreciate that. But if you want to keep up with me. Which I don't. The only people I keep up with are the Kardashians.
I don't want to keep up with you.
This is Natasha in Charlotte. Hey, Natasha.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you did this to your husband's Facebook page.
I did.
What happened?
Now, I didn't unfollow him, but I definitely muted him. I've been married for 25 years, and actually, it was the last election. He got really... interested in politics, and the political ads were driving me insane. I mean, it was like, it seemed like every single time I turn on Facebook, there was another political ad. So I finally told him, I was like, I've had enough. I love you, but I can't anymore. So I muted him. Yeah. I no longer see my husband. It's been 2 years, and I still have not unmuted him.
Does he have any idea that you've muted him?
Not really, just kind of like he's under the impression that I hide those posts, but no, I have completely muted my husband.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to, and God, wouldn't it be nice if you could mute him in real life?
That's a whole different segment.
Lorraine's still working on the mute button machine to give her husband.
Yeah. And it's not all the time, but you know, sometimes you just wish you could lower the volume.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a tad. Yeah.
Thanks, Natasha.
I just wanted to let you guys know that. Thank you.
Thank you, Natasha.
704-570-9595. Who did you recently unfriend and why?
I mean, the nowadays, you know, how she muted. I mean, the filters are so amazing. Like on social media, like I can filter out specific words.
Yeah.
So like if anyone does any post involving like any of my keywords that I put in, I won't see it.
What's that on Insta?
That's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook and Twitter.
Facebook and Twitter, huh?
So like I like have all the politics, the political stuff I don't really care about. Yeah. If anything's going viral and I get annoyed with it, I add that keyword in so it doesn't show up. I have so many keywords that I mute.
I have to show you guys my Facebook feed at some point. Like, so my aunt posts these very provocative, like, male naked or shirtless or photos of, like, guys, right? She just loves guys.
On Facebook?
Yeah, she's very provocative, too. So she, like, reposts and, like, shares all this stuff. And, like, sometimes it is wildly inappropriate. And I'm always afraid that I'm going to be scrolling through and somebody around me is going to look at my phone and be like, what the heck are you looking at? And it's not me. So I have to, every time a new one comes up, I have to hide posts like this. But I will show you next time something comes up because you guys, your mouths will hang open.
Hey, big shout out to 704 who texted and said, I'm with Maney. I'll join the island with him when it comes to people putting up their medical health issues on Facebook.
No, I'm on your island, too. I just...
You rode by, though, on the boat.
I mean, sometimes cruises...
You coming back in?
Cruises are really nice, you know?
You just want to be on the boat. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, but I agree with you. It is annoying.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I deal with anything medically, you guys know, but I don't go around, you know.
Right.
Yeah. This is... Janae.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, Janae. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. Who did you unfriend?
So I recently unfriended my girlfriend's sister because, you know, you wake up every morning, maybe you hop on Facebook before work, and you just see negativity all the time. Ugh. There's really just no point.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I hate just that. Miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just too much. So she just had to go.
Do you feel better now that you flushed her out of your social media life?
Oh, so much that I texted her and said, hey, don't tag me on Facebook because I don't want to be your friend anymore.
You texted that to her?
Yeah.
Janae, you're savage.
You are savage.
It was so much so.
And it sounds like you're a tough critic, so I have to admit, I'm very, very happy that you enjoy hanging out with the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show. It doesn't seem like we've annoyed you or you've had to flush us out.
You guys are wonderful. Mm. Every morning on the way to work.
Give it time. Give it time. We'll start itch. It's like a little itch, you know?
Probably true.
It becomes a rash. Thanks, Janae. Have a great day.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hello.
So, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, and we are ready for your survey here. It's about 30 questions. Are you ready to begin?
Who is this?
Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. We have to do your paperwork. It's 2018 paperwork we're submitting in. We have to ask you a bunch of questions. We do this once every 10 years. On a scale of 1 to 3, how would you rate the highways?
Mm-hmm. 2.
Do you hang out at your local skating rink and drink soda pop?
No.
And does your neighbors know that you spy on them?
What?
Okay, I'll take that as a no, not yet. Mm-hmm. And would you call a cubed potato a square root?
What?
Are Pop-Tarts tart?
No.
Do you know anyone, or are you described as bootylicious?
What kind of questions are these? No.
Why does your OBGYN leave the room when you get undressed when they're going to be taking a peek up there anyway?
Well, I can't believe this.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
All right, get yourself a pen and a flow chart, because we're going to have to go through this whole Taylor Swift, Scooter Braun feud and what side everybody's on, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Scooter Braun is a manager who is most famously known for managing Justin Bieber. Yes? Follow me so far?
Yep.
Okay. Scooter Braun just bought Big Machine record label, who was Taylor's previous record label.
Okay.
He now owns music that Taylor has put out. Taylor is not happy with this, and she took to Tumblr to say this is the worst case scenario and that she has been at the hands of manipulation and bullying from Scooter for years. And people, according to Taylor, say that he orchestrated the whole Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift feud. And now he is stripping me of my life work, she says. Of course, Justin Bieber jumped on social media to defend Scooter and said, you know, Scooter has had your back since the days that you graciously let me open for you, and it was unfair that you took it to social media. Now, Halsey is standing with Taylor. Miley Cyrus is standing with Taylor. The hashtag I stand with Taylor is trending.
Oh, my gosh. And yes. Nicole is a big believer. She doesn't know where to go. Where do we stand at 8:25 on Monday morning, Nicole?
You're caught in the middle.
I stand right now with Taylor.
Ooh.
Wow.
It changed. It was Bieber before.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think that Scooter Braun's necessarily a guy with bad character. But I also, like, I think there's a lot that Taylor's not sharing. Because I don't think people just feel that strongly about something no reason.
So you're kind of also like in a wait and see mode. See how this thing.
Yeah.
But more. All right, that's not bad.
See, but I do think she should have the rights to her music that she wrote.
Yeah, anybody. What's the deal with that, Roy? You seem to know probably something about that. Anybody can buy anybody's music?
But that's why record labels exist. Is like nobody's just going to. Right. Nobody's just.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Going to hand a 15-year-old a multi-billion-dollar deal for their music than when they're no one.
That's the deal. It's like, hey, we're going to promote you. We're going to, market you, but you make the music for us.
You sign your soul to the devil if you want to be famous, but, because you're 15 and you just want to get your name out there.
But there's something called owning the rights to the music. I guess the record label will sell this to people, because there's a famous story about how when Michael Jackson made his millions after the Bad album, he turned to Paul McCartney and said, what should I do with my music? Mm-hmm. What should I do with my money? And Paul McCartney says, buy music rights. And then he bought the Beatles catalog.
Right.
And Paul's like, well, that's not what I was.
that's not what I was thinking.
Yeah, but Taylor's been trying to buy her catalog. Music, yeah. But they said in order to buy her catalog, you have to, for every album you release under our label, meaning we own it, we'd give you one of your old ones. That means you'll never own your music. Mm. It's a continuous loop.
It's a cycle.
Now, Scooter Braun, a lot of people don't know, it's a little side note of that story, went found that catalog at a garage sale and bought it there.
Okay. So. You know, and just to circle back around with the, you don't think that people feel that strongly about people. I don't necessarily agree with that, because I think people feel some type of way about Taylor. Like, you either love Taylor or you think she's like an overactor, or that she's over the top, or that she's always got an agenda. She's very well marketed, so I feel like people do feel one way or the other about her.
Right.
Anyway, I have some audio for you. So Nicki Minaj sat down with Jimmy Fallon, who had never had Red Lobster, and she used to work at Red Lobster. Now, we have some audio, but people are thinking that Nicki Minaj is pregnant because of this.
Well, my pet peeve is when people ask for extra biscuits. And please do not ask for more biscuits, because I will slap you.
We have more biscuits, because that is what I really want.
All the biscuits are so good.
What does that have to do with pregnancy?
So she tweeted afterwards and went on social media and says that there was iced tea in her Lobsterita, that no alcohol was consumed during our dinner date. And that's why people think
they're
that
not.
Pregnant.
It's because of Rihanna and Fallon.
Rihanna?
Rihanna and Fallon.
Because they did
they
a dinner date.
They got a whole
date.
Drunk thing.
That wasn't Fallon. And it was a,
that?
It was Corden. Day drinking with Corden.
Oh, it says Jimmy.
Oh, Seth Meyers, right? Seth Meyers.
It says Jimmy Fallon right here. Nicki Minaj.
No, that was Jimmy Fallon. Rihanna.
What's hot? What's trending? What does everyone like? What does everyone need to get? What does Loren like today?
What did you follow about? Why are we confused? I'm confused that you're confused.
I thought Jimmy Fallon and Rihanna
did the day drinking.
Did the day drinking, but it was
not.
Seth Meyers.
Okay. But that was Jimmy Fallon in that clip. Yes.
I want to apologize for the last 40 seconds of broadcast from the MRL show. My name is Maney. Loren, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get?
Okay, well,
don't screw it up, Maney. Shush. Let her do it.
Levi's is coming out with a new line of Stranger Things. So if you want to get your hands on some Stranger Things by Levi's, it drops today, so the collection will be available, and we will have the link up for you at kiss951.com.
Well, I don't know what she means by Levi's is coming out with Stranger Things.
It'll be a bunch of different things. So items that range from $40 to $178. They'll include different items, jackets, hoodies.
Thank you.
Okay,
like faded jeans, maybe?
If it's
maybe?
A collection of Levi's is denim.
Okay. I didn't know how Stranger Things tied into it.
Let me spell it out for you.
We're going to have alien goo all over
you.
Yes. Christmas lights. Lego waffles.
All right. We got to get to from Zooks.com. 5 dating tips if you're not looking for something serious. I think that's kind of a thing that we need to touch on, because a lot of times it's either black or white. Are you dating me or are you not dating me? Where are we? Are we friend zone? Blah, blah, blah. But how do you keep your relationship from getting too serious? Like, how do you keep things in your lane? We'll get to that in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And, you know, relationships are a big thing on our show. We talk a lot about relationships with you guys, the MRL Show fam. And a lot of times I feel like our relationship talks, whether it's around War of the Roses or articles we find, are like define the relationship. You know, where are we in our relationship? We've been dating for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about someone who is like, I just want to keep the relationship from getting too serious. Like, I like where we're at, but I don't want to friend zone you.
Right.
I'm just not looking to talk about when are we going to move in and when am I going to get a ring from you. And I'm not even interested in bringing you to my parents.
Right.
Is there anything wrong with that?
I don't think so. It's few and far between, but I don't think it's abnormal. Like when Dallas and I got engaged, like we were obviously, you know, talking about like what the next step is, but I didn't want to run down the aisle. I just wanted to know that he was capable of commitment because I had met him when I was, we're like a 9-year difference. So when you meet somebody and you're, you know, 21, 22, and you meet somebody who's like 30 and has never had like a very, 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 he's had one serious relationship in his whole life, mm-hmm. you know? To me, I was like, well, maybe you just can't commit. So I didn't want to stick around if he couldn't commit to me. So we got engaged, and then we were engaged for 2 years.
But you didn't have a clock ticking saying, hey.
No, that's, I wanted it to slow down at that point. I wanted to hurry up and slow down.
Yeah.
But isn't it a red flag if they don't want it to become serious?
You know, that's what this article from Zook says, that Roy, it's not necessarily a red flag. Like, in other words, if you had something unexpected happen in your life, like maybe you lost your job unexpectedly, or maybe a death unexpectedly rocked your world, then maybe right now is not the time to start thinking about your relationship getting more serious.
Sure.
But you also don't want to lose that person. So what do? You have conversations. You got to be upfront and honest at first. And you got to say things where, like you were saying, like you got to say things like, hey, listen, I really enjoy our time together, and I really enjoy and look forward to the nights that we go out and the time that we spend together. But right now, I'm okay with where we're at in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for anything more. As long as you're honest and upfront, Zooks.com says that's one way of keeping the relationship from getting any more serious.
Sure.
Drop hints about your lifestyle. Maybe your lifestyle is one that you don't want to be in a long-term relationship at this point in your life right now because you just turned 21 or you're about to turn 30 and just got out of a long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, like, if you're always traveling and you never stay in one place for too long, let the person know that. Hey, I'm someone who's on the move right now and I'm not interested in a long-term relationship that's going to stop me from doing that.
Sounds like such a player.
By the way, this is for women. This comes from a woman's standpoint.
Yeah.
Because guys will just...
Well, maybe it's more upfront with a woman. You know what I mean? Like, maybe she's being honest. We're like, we hear this, women hear this from guys a lot, and we immediately think player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is interesting, too. They go, don't avoid having serious conversations. Like, don't make your relationship with the person you're not looking to get too serious with shallow, where it's just nothing but moving furniture, making out in movies.
Yeah, but, like, if I knew there was, like, let's say I just knew that this was never going to grow into anything or there's an expiration date, I wouldn't allow myself, I'd be so guarded. I wouldn't allow myself to allow it to have serious conversations. I'd pull back.
Yeah.
I would be very shallow.
This article would be really good for you. I mean, you're happy in a relationship, but if you weren't, this article would be really good for you because it's kind of saying, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you're upfront and honest with the person.
Right.
But now we can't control what that other person's going to do. Maybe that other person's like, yeah, well, I'm looking to get married in 2 years.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, like, if I'm wanting to get in a serious relationship and they're like, hey, I'm just looking to play around, I'm like, all right, well.
Maybe this isn't right.
I'm not going to sit there and waste my time with you.
Yeah. Well, this article, we'll put it up at kiss951.com. It is how to keep it from getting too serious too fast. So you can go look at that.
All right.
What?
Sorry, we didn't mean to shoot holes in your theory.
I know, we like destroyed your article.
No. And that's why I wanted to bring it up to you guys, because I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah.
Like it's a total gray zone.
It is.
And
it's
not a friend zone. It says don't consider this the friend zone.
Right.
Just be upfront and honest and just say, hey, I'm not interested in anything serious right now. Maybe someone's in that spot. If you are, how did you keep your relationship or how are you keeping your relationship from getting too serious? 704-570-9595. I mean, and we're not talking about just like casual one night stand stuff. Like you're actually seeing someone, but you both know, like, hey, the next step isn't marriage in the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just dating.
Enjoy. Yeah, it. I mean, you want to enjoy.
I guess kind of like Strong and I know, like, we don't want kids anytime soon.
But you're also, you live together. You're way more serious than this is saying. All right, 704-570-9595. Jump on that topic. We'd love to hear from you. Also, after 9, it is National Joke Day.
Okay, so we should get the interns in here. We should get the person who never laughs at us in here. And we should try to make that person laugh.
Producer Nicole, you and the interns are summoned to the studio in just about 12 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
So before we get producer Nicole in here trying to make her laugh on National Joke Day, Did you guys see that Charlotte ranked among the best in the nation as the 22nd best large city in the nation?
Cool. Now, how did they come up with that?
Several parameters. We've already been making lists because I think we're like the 15th largest city in America, like right, or 16th, right behind San Francisco. And we're projected to beat San Francisco's population soon.
Take that, West Coast.
Yeah, take that, San Fran.
We're also on the list for the worst drivers, too, last week. We mentioned that.
Well, we bring
most
that.
Accidents.
Give and take.
But the promotion ranking reflects like the Facebook check-ins, Google search, does how many sunny days, crime rate, number of recommended quality neighborhoods and landmarks, cost of living, quality parks, activities available.
And where did Charlotte fall in the country?
Number 22nd. Now, that's overall. If you do the breakdown of the individual things, it's the number 31st in place. Number 22 for product, whatever that means. Number 30 for programming. Number 18 for people. Mm-hmm. Number 16 for prosperity.
What's programming? Does that mean radio?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe like programs in the community?
Probably that. That makes more sense.
Move to Charlotte. They've got a wonderful morning show.
Mini Roy the Brent.
Number 29th.
But number 22nd, best city in America, ranking in number one is New York City, and they typically rank number one.
Really? Yeah,
typically.
Where's Honolulu? Right, Loren?
I guess.
I don't know.
I heard it, but it's really expensive to go to Hawaii and like live there.
Crazy expensive.
Yeah, you got to ship all the things in.
Yeah.
You know, your cars, your products.
Yep.
This will be the third time now I've used the foghorn.
we'll come for you this time.
Cool.
Programming was experiential pillars of a great visit. That's what programming is. So it's things. I think it's entertainment.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So number 30 for entertainment.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, we've got the museum, we've got the Hall of Fame, we've got Discovery Place.
Yeah, there's stuff to do in the city, and there's always an event going on. There's always some festival, or they're shutting down a road for something.
Yeah, that's true. Got the racetrack, got the Panthers. Yeah, there's a ton to do here.
Yeah.
All right. Good list.
So we're going to get the interns in here. We're going to get producer Nicole, who typically doesn't find us funny at all. And we're going to try to make her laugh. National Joke Day. Can we accomplish it? We'll find out after Halsey.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right. Happy National Joke. Tell a joke day. And producer Nicole, you're a pretty business producer. You're, you know, some producers like to come in and be part of the show. You're about running the show.
Right.
I'll say this. Roy and I pretty much laugh at everything. Loren's kind of in the middle. Producer Nicole, you know your material is good if you can make producer Nicole laugh. She's not an easy laugh.
Yeah.
We had MRL TV up in here, and you could watch our show. You could constantly see my face looking up at Nicole to see if any of my material was working on her.
Yes, you guys need validation.
We do. From you specifically, because yes. You're such a hard shell to crack. So on National Tell a Joke Day, we're going to do some jokes, try to make you laugh. And I think starting up, we should let the interns give some, I want to give them some spotlight.
Oh, up first.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get a laugh from producer Nicole. Intern Josh, who is the one who just beat Roy last week in sports trivia.
Oh, yeah.
Spray Tan Sports Trivia. That video is up at the MRL show on Insta. What do you got for Nicole?
Okay. So, Nicole, what do you call it when Batman skips church?
I'm already laughing. I already think the concept is funny.
I don't know what.
Christian Bale.
No laughing.
It's kind of funny.
I don't like that
it's
one.
It's kind of funny.
I get it, but no.
I get it. It's a good play on words.
All right. Step on up, Darian, our other awesome intern.
Hello.
Hi, Darian.
Hello.
What do you got for producer Nicole?
Okay,
hold
Nicole.
On. Now I'm laughing at Roy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Before you and I just trashed the poor interns thing. Go ahead.
Okay, Nicole. I just went to a very emotional wedding. I was in tears. And guess what else was in tears?
Yes.
I don't know.
The cake.
I don't even get that.
Oh, I'm too stupid for that, too.
Oh, guys.
The cake like, was in tears?
A tiered wedding cake.
Oh!
It's like different layers. It's called tears.
Okay, well, gosh. We're not married.
All right.
Oh,
well,
I'm so
you're
stupid.
You're
going to
be smarter than the joke.
I was like, oh, maybe they tear a piece of cake. I don't know.
I thought, like, the cake was awful.
Okay. So far, 0 for 2. I like them, you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Nicole, what did the little, what did the big bucket say to the little bucket?
I don't know.
You looking a little pale there.
That was a stupid laugh.
Does that count?
I don't know.
Keep going, Roy. You're okay. On a roll.
Oh, you want me to keep going?
Sure. Seems like you got a smile out of her at the very least.
Right. Yes, I am smiling because it was so stupid.
You want to hear a joke about construction?
Are you still working on it?
Oh, crap, she took my part.
Okay. Lorraine, what do you got?
Where does a snowman keep all of his money?
I don't know.
In a snowbank.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Why was the pediatrician always losing his temper?
I don't know.
He had little patience.
Hey, speaking of banks, today at the bank, an old lady asked me to help her check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Did that laugh?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, made her laugh.
Get it, Mandy.
That was funny.
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what they're laced with, but I've been tripping all day.
Not bad.
That's funny.
I want to know this one.
Go ahead.
What's the scariest plant in the jungle?
I don't know.
Bamboo.
Bamboo.
Why are you laughing so hard?
Because it's such a good line.
Because I got to tell that one to Dean. He's going to love that one, my 6-year-old son. You got another one, Lorraine?
Sure. Why couldn't the horse sing? Oh, I messed up the joke already.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll just save you. What do cows like to read?
What?
Catalogs.
Catalog?
Catalog.
Catalogs.
Cattle. It's a catalog. Yeah. Oh,
cattle.
My God. I tried to save it.
National joke day, y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.